Right now on Life, we're enjoying the song Gospel Truth by Brandon Heath. It's been a while since we chatted. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about this song? Because, of course, all the songs, are they not about the gospel truth?
Well, I think they are, just in different ways. But, you know, for me, I've always kind of been struck when people say, I want to tell you my truth. And I think there's something to that, but I would just rather hear the truth than, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Give me the truth all day, every day over our truth, because our truth can be a little muddy, a little skewed. I mean, I think everybody has a story worth telling for sure, but I think we're all part of a bigger story that's being told. So what I did with this song is it's very autobiographical, talking about where I am in life, things that are important to me. And I say, instead of that's my truth, I say, and that's the gospel truth about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it all plays into the bigger story, I think.
Well, could we say, like, the gospel that was commissioned by Jesus for us to share with the world is the only thing that can really change a life down deep? I mean, there are other things that people say, well, I heard this and whatever. But I mean, it's mm-hmm. that gospel truth, isn't it, that goes right to where we are?
Yeah, I think it does. I think we can connect with each other when we are sharing our own personal stories. But I think you're right. The transformation happens when we figure out how we fit into the bigger story, that God loves us as people and he wants to redeem us, not necessarily just to change us, but to make us more like his son, Jesus.
Amen.
Because he was really the perfect example of love. And, you know, for me, that's what I want people to get out of my life, is that I'm being transformed.
I think that's where we get tripped up a little bit, because a lot of times we hear a lot of good motivation,
mm-hmm.
but we don't hear about redeemed. Like, well, why am I so bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, yeah, I'm definitely redeemed, but I think there is a redemption process and story that's still unfolding that I find to be really fit for not only a song, but mm-hmm. it is what makes all the difference.
That's right. And we each have our own story, but it's under the umbrella of his story.
Right.
And we have to be careful as humans to not judge other people based on a few chapters.
You are absolutely right. And how about we don't label ourselves based on a few chapters?
Amen.
Yeah, because I think we can fall into that pitfall too, where we're only the sum of our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not how our Heavenly Father sees us.
That's right.
Do you find a lot of the inspiration for your songs and even on this latest album just comes from that, like just digging deeper into your own faith like that?
Oh, man. Yeah, I just keep getting deeper into my story. It's funny, somebody was hearing my record a few weeks ago, and they're old friends of mine, and they were like, hey, are you okay?
Aww.
I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Aww.
I'm kind of just exercising some of the things that I'm learning. I put things in song,
mm-hmm.
like any writer or any artist, I guess, would. It's the best way that I know to put lyrics or art to what God is doing in my life.
And it's great therapy.
Oh, it's the best. And it's inexpensive too.
Yeah. Right?
You know, free therapy.
Yeah. Plus you get to share it.
But yeah, I hear a lot that my music is a help to people. And so I think when I'm, you know, sharing my own vulnerability and the things that I'm learning about myself, it often puts it into words what other people are going through as well. And man, what a high calling that is. And I don't take it for, I'm trying not to take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it could be said of many artists. Like, I'm sure they, Shakespeare had buddies that said, you know, are you all right?
That's right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody artistic.
That's true.
Yeah. Anybody artistic and creative, you're exploring, and kind of we pick up on that. Like, we can't express things maybe the way that you can in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe people are picking up on that, would you think?
Yeah, and I'm okay with it. And trust me, there's a lot of things that don't make the record. You know, there's a lot of songs that are written that are really just for me, but there's some songs that I feel are worth people hearing, especially when I know they make a difference.
Yeah. Well, thank you for spending some time with us this morning, Brandon, and telling us a little bit about gospel truth. And hopefully we'll see you up here pretty soon.
All right. Can't wait. Y'all have a good one.